looks like Blink in the water.
Look at him. He's so big.
It's a beautiful sunny morning at the Santa Barbara Zoo. Some 24 people, mostly kids, are excited to see one of the zoo's most famous residents. Little Max seems normal to the public as she stands in the sun, but the 48-year-old elephant is facing a number of serious health issues and is now receiving hospice care. Rich Block is the Santa Barbara Zoo's president and CEO.
People that know her and been around her can tell you just from the way she moves, whether or not she's comfortable or uncomfortable, the fact that she's leaving her trunk on the ground like this for extended periods of time, and kind of getting in a spot and that not moving a lot are all indications of what's going on.
Little Mac first came to the zoo in 1972 at the age of one with her companion Sue Jotha, better known as Susie. Literally generations of people have grown up with the popular elephants. But Susie died last October. Zoo officials were assessing Little Mac to see if it might be best for her to be transferred to another zoo with other elephants. But in June, her health suddenly started to decline, making a move impossible.
She's got chronic arthritis and she's been on treatment for several years for that. Since she was a youngster, she's had abnormally shaped teeth. That resulted in her having dental procedures done back in 2012. Since that time, she's lost both of her upper teeth, so she now currently only has her two lower teeth. We think that it's placed some extra strain on her temporomandibular joints, which are one of the joints in your jaw, and we think that that's been causing her a lot of pain. And then additionally, she also developed some gastrointestinal issues that we've really been struggling with.
Dr. Julie Barnes is the zoo's vice president of animal care and health.
As a geriatric elephant with several medical conditions that we've been battling with, we can't turn the clock back on those degenerative processes that are going on in her body as she ages. So very much in similar to humans, as they're aging, they're reaches a point where medicine can't repair all the damage that's been done to the body through the aging process. So really at this point in time, as our medical options for giving her a good quality of life start to become limited, it's really all about keeping her comfortable now for the amount of time that she has left with us.
The zoo's elephants were much more than educational elements for the public. Over the decades, they were part of a number of research studies which helped us learn more about pachyderms.
She's been a terrific participant in these larger national studies. Continue to provide blood samples to research going on at the Smithsonian. We were able to participate in a larger accredited zoo-wide research study looking at all the elephants in U.S. zoos. And more recently, she was involved in her own study where we began an assessment after the loss of Sujatha, looking at her baseline behaviors.
The zoo's Rich Block says over the decades, the criteria to house elephants has changed, becoming much more stringent on everything from the size of the living areas to the number considered to be acceptable. Little Mac and Susie were grandfathered in, but now it's the end of an era for the zoo.
We knew that those two elephants represented the last elephants at the Santa Barbara Zoo.
Block says one of the things that makes it so hard about losing the elephant is knowing that so many kids grew up with Little Mac over the decades.
It's hard to describe how much Mac and Susie contributed to this community. If you think about it, in the time that she's been here since 1972, she has touched the lives of millions, I mean literally millions of zoo visitors.
And Dr. Julie Barnes with the zoo says it's especially hard for the staff, knowing that Little Mac has very little time left.
She has been here 47 years of her life. Her and Mary Lou, our alligator, are the two oldest residents at the zoo. So she has preceded most of us. And for those who've worked with her in the last few years, you do form an incredible bond with these animals. And it is like losing, you know, the family pet, and particularly for the keepers who care for her on a daily basis.
The zoo wanted to let the community know so people could come make a final visit. They emphasized that with their medications, Little Mac isn't in pain. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.